If you knew your boss was cheating on his wife, would you say something?
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
312-946-4995. This video is ultra viral. It's the video everybody's talking about today. It's posted everywhere. I have it posted on our social media too, all over US 99 Chicago. You can see it. But it's a quick video. It's at a Coldplay concert, and they kind of do one of those pans of the crowd, show different couples in the crowd. And they're like, oh, this person's cute. Oh, look how adorable this couple is. And as soon as they pan to this couple in like one of the skyboxes, older gentleman, older lady, they let go of their embrace as fast as possible. He's kind of standing behind her with his arms around her stomach, and they're swaying to the song. He drops to the floor. She turns around, covers her face, and everybody goes, oh. And even, what's his face from Coldplay was like, they're either really camera shy or they're having an affair. Turns out, they're having an affair. It was the CEO of some big tech company and his like head of HR who come to find out now that are both married with kids, families, the whole thing. So my question is, has to do with the people that were around him. They were around a lot of people in that skybox, specifically a woman that was standing literally right next to him, big smile on her face, knows that these people, she knows them, seems to know them well enough to be there with them. Or at least somebody does. Probably knows they have kids and families, right? They know their boss is cheating. They know these two people are doing whatever they're supposed to be doing. Nobody said a word. Hey, Anthony, it's Scotty. So, you know your boss is cheating. Do you mind your business or do you say something?
You know what, Scotty? To me, it's not really my business. I still want those paychecks to come in, so I'm going to keep to myself on this one.
Yeah, I know it's like a lot of nuance, right? And it could be very circumstantial depending on the circumstances, your relationship with them, things like that. But I kind of lean your way, too. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I lean your way, too. Thanks, man. Julie, do you tell or do you mind your business?
You know what? If there were no kids involved and they were your friends, I think maybe you step over that line because you love your friend and you would want them to know. But when there's kids involved, I don't cross. No, I would never cross that line because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes or if somebody's sick or if they have an agreement that maybe they're getting the kids out of the house.
Right.
I would never touch a kid's life for any amount of money.
I didn't say this yet, and I was hoping somebody would, and I'm glad you did, is that you actually, the reason I said I don't think I would is because you don't know the circumstances of their, well, assumingly, you don't know the circumstances of the relationships. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes. There could be a lot of things, a lot of factors in play that you don't know about, right? So that's why I kind of waver back and forth. Casey, what do you think? You think you say something or not?
Yes, I would say something.
Why?
I would say something because I'm head of HR in my company.
Okay.
And if you are a leader, especially a CEO or the head of HR in your company, people look to you to have integrity. And if you are willing to do something like that, especially being married, maybe being with this person for a long time, it shows that if you can do that to that person, what will you do in business?
That's a good point.
So it just shows a lack of integrity, and that chief of HR, or the chief of people, she's in the wrong business.
Yeah,
HR
well, that
is about integrity.
We can all agree on, I think. Do you think, though, it doesn't, and you tell me if this comes into play at all, if this is going to affect a lot of people, this is going to affect probably people, a lot of people's jobs, if the company goes down, if things, you know what I mean, if the CEO goes through something, this could affect a lot of people's jobs and in their lives. Does that play a factor in your decision at all, or do you think that it's going to end up better in the long run anyways?
No, I think it'll be better in the long run. I think they can do a revamp of their organization and really set forward values for the rest of their company.
That's a good point.
I understand why probably a lot of employees or coworkers didn't report, because someone as chief of people, it's who are you going to report to if you can't report to
That's a great point.
HR.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, you report to his wife. That's who you report to. That's the real chief of people, let's be honest. But that's a good point, that the company now actually has an opportunity to say, hey, these are our values. These people don't align with those, and they can really establish what the values of the company are. That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. All right. If you're on hold, hang on right there. We're going to jump into 60 in a row, a commercial-free drive home. Plus, there's a big happy hour happening right now in Addison that I'm going to tell you about coming up in less than 10 minutes on US 99.
Thomas Rhett's going to be at Alpine.